Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood.
There you go.
I'm watching it on Facebook Live.
There's a guy climbing up Trump Tower, as you just heard Kim tell you. Let's see here. I'm trying to see this. I'm trying to see it right now, but I got to watch a John Oliver commercial first. I don't know.
He's got some serious
why do I have to do
suction
that?
Cups. He's untethered, and he's climbing the Trump Tower. He started
about an hour ago.
And
he has that backpack on. You know, that's heavy.
They said that at one point he dropped a computer out of it, so maybe trying to relieve some of that heavy pressure on his back. And then there are emergency crews kind of peering out of the windows as he approaches certain floors. I don't know, probably trying to talk him to come down, but so far he doesn't seem like that's what he plans to do.
ABC News, Aaron Katursky is standing by right now. What is going on here, Aaron?
Aaron,
what has happened to our poor town?
The guy climbing Trump Tower. I don't know what's happened. This is like New York. This is, things happen here.
So apparently,
here's where we are. The guy didn't climb up the facade of the building. He entered through a subroof garden, and that's on about the fifth floor of Trump Tower. And he's only climbed up. He just hasn't made it very far, but he's using these suction cup devices. You can stop with the Michael Phelps jokes. I've heard them all, and so enough with the cupping. Mm-hmm. And they've put a fire department ladder, and police personnel are now above him in a window washing scaffold. They cut out one window,
and some
air conditioning vents, and so this climb is about over.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're gonna take the guy in. Oh,
can't he work around it? It looks like I'm trying to watch on Facebook Live right now. It looks like he's trying to make his way around it.
Well, it looked like he may have been trying to evade them, but they were in contact with him the whole time, and I think they sort of were waiting for him to get to the appropriate height and place so that they could just, you know, yank him in.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he's having a bit of trouble. But his actual climb, not to criticize his skills, but it just hasn't gone very far or with any apparent message. There's no banner.
Yeah, you need a banner if you're going to do this.
There's no clothing that indicates he has a grudge. They've now put some kind of a blanket out the window that he can grab onto if he wants. But it doesn't look like he's, you know, terribly anxious to end the climb.
Maybe he's one of these guys who doesn't even realize that Donald Trump is running for president. He just like the glass windows.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, well, this would be good on suction.
Suction cups work.
We could do this.
There.
Well, it's tough. You know, it's not easy because he has to wipe the glass each time he puts these suction cups to a new pane, and then he pumps and, you know, an air pump to secure his footings. And then he just, it's a very slow, gradual climb. He's in cargo shorts, a green T-shirt. He pulled a white hat out of his backpack he's got kind of long hair. So it looks like he wanted to take the hair out of his face. And now he's a pane away from being eye level with a window that police had cut out of the glass.
Some unfriendly faces, probably, potentially.
Yeah, they do look like, hey!
You.
Yeah, yeah.
And some handcuffs, potentially.
The problem is, you know, I'm sure they, you know, otherwise they, whatever the guy, but he's on the 56th Street side on Fifth Avenue. So traffic going downtown at the height of rush hour on Fifth Avenue in Midtown is blocked. So you basically can't get to the 59th Street Bridge to go over to Queens. You can't get downtown. So you've got an entire, probably the worst place for this to happen is tied up at rush hour.
But so far, Aaron, no idea, no clues about who he is or what he might be doing this for, if there's any kind of political statement or any other type of statement.
No, if he has a political statement, he hasn't revealed it. The T-shirt he's wearing is for some kind of garden center or something, so doesn't look like he has any kind of political statement to make.
Maybe the Green Party?
Maybe he's just playing Pokemon Go. There's Pikachu up there somewhere.
Right, yeah, that's it. You know what? They had this happen here in Chicago a couple of times. There was a guy, Spider Dan.
Mm-hmm.
People will remember him from the 1970s. Aaron, you're way too young for this. And at one point, he scaled the east wall of the, or the east side of the Hancock Center. He originally was going to go up the then Standard Oil building, now the Aon building here. And then he found that the marble had been pitted, and he thought it was too dangerous. So then he decides to go up the side of, like, 9 o'clock in the morning on, like, a Wednesday morning in the night, in, like, 1979. He's trying to go up the east wall, east face of the Hancock Center. And you remember the Hancock says, you know, the Hancock Center's got those, that cross-hatching. It's got those X's that move all the way up through it. And he was kind of going over those beams and then back onto the windows. And at one point, there were fire officials who were above him. And one fire commander gave the instruction to try to wash him off the side of the building. They ran water down toward him, trying to keep him from moving. And he's like, hey, wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Sounds dangerous.
And at some point, they just get annoyed, right?
Right. They're like, all right. Get the hose, Clancy. And the next thing you know, they got the hose out the window and they're trying to wash them off.
Wow.
And then somebody, and this is during the Byrne administration here, somebody finally, I mean, Jane Byrne woke up and was like, hey, Madam Mayor, I think the fire department's trying to kill a guy. So they quickly said, no, don't do that. But the guy, he was taken into custody fairly quickly thereafter because he was willing to go. Because at that point, he's like, oh, my God, they really are trying to wash me off the side of the building.
Seriously.
I can't do that.
People on the text line saying cargo shorts, ball cap. Have you checked to see if Bill Leff is still in the building?
Oh, our talk show host. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, well, I was just saying cargo shorts. I don't mind cargo shorts. Aaron, and we were talking about this last week. You do not look like a cargo shorts kind of guy.
No. The wife has outlawed cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah. You too.
Yeah.
What's he need the backpack for? He's got all those pockets.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, he needs got a place for the suction cups. He puts his cups right in the side of the pants. All right. Well, Aaron, we'll continue watching this. If anything happens, call us.
Yeah. I mean, he's still going. He's now at he's now level with the cops essentially, but he's out of arm's reach, and it's hard to tell whether he's trying to actually end this and go through the window or what, but they put a blanket to shield the sharp glass at the bottom of the window, so if they want to grab him or have him climb through, he can probably do it, you know, without getting cut up. But it looks like this is coming remarkably to an end.
I hope not. He looks like he's moving away from them, though. I'm just looking at just seeing.
Yeah,
it
does look like he's trying to get around them.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, with full credit to our producer David here, he said this is like the New York version of a car chase in L.A. or something.
This really is, yeah. You know what's funny about this though is that he's on the as you pointed out, he's on the Trump Tower. He's going up the side. They have broken a window of the Trump Tower. Someone's got to pay for that. You know, Trump's not going to be happy about that. And he's talking now to the officials, and he doesn't seem to be listening to them in any kind of like a respectful way. I really hope that they have not broken the window at Melania's bathroom. That is all I hope, is that is not what that is. And then she comes in. She's like, why'd they have to take, they take gold icon, break out the window.
I was going to say, maybe that was her old boyfriend that you were talking about a while ago.
Boom, boom,
oh,
boom, boom,
boom,
boom.
Yeah. The boom, boom, boom guy.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to take him a day to get to the penthouse.
at this rate.
They're talking now.
They're talking?
They're talking. You can see, and there's a smile on the guy's face. He's clearly communicating with the officer. I can't see the officer's face, so I can't see whether this is a friendly conversation, but the guy seems to be smiling, and he's just dangling. Holding on with his left hand to a suction cup. His right hand is just dangling at his side, and he's got a harness kind of on his tush. And he's, you know, this is now, he's probably seven stories up or so.
Off that deck, there's an outdoor deck at the top of the mall part of Trump Tower.
Right.
Where you can go out and I guess you can eat lunch or something out there if you want to, or it's like a little park, go smoke, I don't know, whatever you do out there. And now he's waving a suction cup at the cop. Now, that's not, you know, in Chicago, you know what happens there, pal. Next thing you know, you're at Holman Square when you wave your suction cup at the cops. You don't want to do that.
It doesn't look like he's...
Yeah, it does look like he's moving away from them.
Uh-huh.
But they still seem to be talking, and they've got the inflatable, balloon at the bottom.
In case he goes down, yeah. Well, that's nice. They got Denzel Washington.
Looks like he'd fall to the terrace. I'm not sure he'd fall to the street if he did.
Yeah, well, maybe that was just a big net. Maybe a sheet. Maybe they got out of a hotel. They got a sheet. Like Inside Man, you know, Denzel Washington plays the hostage negotiator. They got that. There's a guy that looks like him hanging out the window. Now you don't want to do this, do you? You don't want to do this. No, I know what you're doing. I know what you're thinking. Just give me a hostage. Just give me a hostage. Just give me a pinky.
It doesn't seem like he's going toward the people talking to him through the window, the emergency workers.
Oh, my God.
16th floor, we're told. He's at about the 16th floor.
Trump Tower, if you're just joining us, there's a man scaling the Trump Tower wearing cargo shorts and suction cups. And he's now even with police on the 16th floor. And he doesn't seem to be listening to them. And they're not going to go out and get him. I mean, I'm going to tell you this right now. If I'm a New York cop, I'm not going to reach out for this guy.
And what are your options? And you certainly don't want to
danger. They'll do, sir. You know, they've done, I think, what they can do. They've got access to him. They've got a window washing scaffold above him. They've got the window to his right, and then they've got cops on ladders, sort of beneath and to the side. So, you know,
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, he seems like he's going past.
It doesn't look like it.
It looks like he's just ignoring them now, and he's trying to place the suction cups higher up as if he's going further.
What I don't understand here, and Aaron, you can explain this to me, how does New York City have this gigantic stunt airbag? Where do they get that? And they've got it already. Would you say 56th Street? He's on 56th Street. They've got it there underneath the side of the building, and it's one of these big, you know, it's like the width of the block. Where they have that? They just have that sitting around somewhere?
Yeah. Well, there was a couple of years ago, there was a whole thing where somebody, when the new New York Times building was built on 8th Avenue, and it has rungs. So that was sort of an architectural feature that it had rungs, and that made it just ripe for climbing. So you'd have guys, you know, freestyle climb. And they had several days in a row. I remember being down there for these, where people would people climb buildings. You know, they're here.
Right. Why? Because the building is there. Why would you climb it? Because it's there. Exactly. Sir Edmund Hillary. All right. Well, we'll continue to watch. Don't you have the network news to anchor or something? Because we'll continue to watch this. This is fascinating.
No, I got nothing else to do. I figured we'd just have a chat about Spider-Man here.
Aaron just loves us so much that he spends quality time with us.
Well, that's because I bought him a drink or two over the years.
Helps.
All right.
Oh, God, if only.
Yeah. All right, Aaron, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Aaron.
We'll continue to watch this. We'll call you back if something really weird happens. Although I think that the fact that Trump won the Republican nomination already qualifies as that, but it's what it is. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Aaron.
See ya.
All right. There goes Aaron Katursky, ABC News. We're watching a guy climb up the side of Trump Tower with suction cups and cargo pants.
I wonder if
cargo shorts.
Police who've had conversations with him now will reveal any more about his state of mind or potentially why he might be doing it.
Violetta, do you feel any differently about the cargo shorts now that you've seen it?
I think this proves that they can't be trusted.
He's moving away from the cops. That is the funny thing. He's trying to get above them, but but they've got a... He must not have looked up to see that these guys had a bunch of cops above him right now on a window washing scaffold.
I just think he thought it was cool, and it's not cool. It's taking a long time.
Like he's an adventurist, but he's certainly affecting the traffic. There's people standing in the middle of, it looks like Fifth Avenue, just watching, like dozens and dozens, perhaps more.
I wonder if... do you think Trump has been made aware of this? He's like, kill him. Kill the guy.
Take him out.
Go ahead. Take the shot.
He's asking the NRA
Second
too.
Amendment.
Exactly. We're my Second Amendment guys, okay?
He doesn't look like a Trump supporter.
He does not.
He looks like a Bernie guy, don't you think?
He does. Certainly does. Definitely looks like a Bernie Sanders
He's
guy.
He's got the Garden Center t-shirt on, too.
Build a wall now around the building.
Keep those guys out.
I'm going to keep Bernie supporters out, okay? I like them until this guy right here. All right, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. We got the guy who's periscoping this, and everybody is watching. That's how good our producer, Jeff Carlin,
He's
is.
He's on it, man. Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, there's a goof climbing up the side of the Trump Tower in New York City. Not the one here.
Giant suction cups and appeared to have been tried. There's some emergency crews, maybe police officers, I guess, who tried to talk to him, but he went around them, or is going around them, it looks like.
All right, they smashed out a window, the Trump Tower, and that's bad.
Trump will be mad about that.
That's going to be bad. I hope it's at Melania's bathroom. That would be really bad.
And, Ro, we have live video now up at WGNRadio.com of the guy climbing the tower. People
taking the video is Peter Shankman, and he's on the phone with us right now. He's been live streaming. He's been periscoping this. And this is just craziness, Peter. Craziness.
This is actually, in New York City, it's just another Wednesday. But, you know, it is a lot of fun. They close the streets down. And you got to give the guy credit. He was, the cops would best out a window. He'd simply move to the left. It was like watching a game of Vertical Frogger.
But there are guys above him, though, right?
Well, there are guys above him, but he keeps moving to the left. And unless they're going to start smacking out the windows in every, the entire length of the building, he has a free rein to go keep going, because they reach down. All he'd have to do is move over.
Do we know what floor? Do we know what floor Donald lives on?
I'm guessing around 22. No idea what floor Donald lives on. But I'm assuming there was just a really rare Pokemon up there. I mean, that's the.
We already tried that one.
We had that one already.
We're already doing that, Peter.
We've also heard some cupping references.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, now are you?
I mean, it's going to pour here. That's the problem. It's going to pour, and I don't think those suction cups hold that well in the rain.
No. Although, I don't know. You lick the suction cup, and it sucks harder. Hey, what's the situation? Were you just walking by and you saw it? How did you start doing
it? Yeah, I was coming out of a meeting. I was coming out of a meeting a block away, and I saw the cops. As soon as you see it's usually like five cops in New York City go somewhere, it's okay, something's about to happen. And sure enough, they shut down the streets, and they get about probably 400 people in front of 55th and Madison watching, and of course they're all filming, and of course then you have all the cabs screaming, "Why is everyone in my way? It's rush hour."
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good time to do it.
There's nothing to see here. Pleasant. The cabs go, "Hey, there's nothing to see here. Move along.
But there are a lot of people down there watching, right? I was looking on Facebook Live with your video. Yeah. It looked like a lot of people down there watching.
Yeah, I'd say probably about 400 to 500 people are down there, and then of course the cops are pushing them all back. And they've shut down Madison where he is, and then they shut down Fifth Avenue a block away as well to through traffic. So they're keeping an open ram, I guess, if they need to bring the ambulances or whatever.
Well, you know what I love about this, Peter? You must be right there because based on where your camera is, they've got that big yellow stuntman mattress, air mattress kind of thing that if he falls, he lands on the deal.
Exactly. Except the problem is he's already above a terrace. So if he falls, he's going to hit eight floors down on the terrace and then maybe roll 20 floors down onto the air mattress. So.
That's not good.
That's going to leave a mark.
And he's got that big backpack on, and it seems like, is he reaching into that at times to get gear, or do we think that might be a banner or something?
I don't know if it's a banner. If I had a guess, I would say it was probably chalk to keep his hands dry, but that's what I know from rock climbing.
There you go. There you go. That's right. Over at the Equinox.
I just want to give you guys a heads up. I'm at 1% battery life.
Goodbye, Peter.
Bye,
goodbye,
Peter.
Goodbye, Peter. Good luck. Keep that video up. Bye. He did not anticipate he was going to be periscoping.
No.
Or live. Is it? He's on Facebook Live?
He's on Facebook Live.
He was going to be Facebook living this all day.
It's kind of bizarre, but the New Yorkers don't seem that perplexed by it.
No. But we're watching a guy climbing up the side of New York's Trump Tower with suction cups, trying to avoid the police. He has done it already. He's on the, we've had two reports. ABC mm-hmm. News says 16th floor. Now he'd be the 17th floor or either the 23rd floor or the 17th floor, depending on how you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I still want to know what Trump's floor is.
He's got to be at the top, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. Penthouse.
Trump's going to have the whole top floor. Or maybe the floor below the floor, because they sold the penthouse to the Chinese.
So did the Secret Service get involved then at the top floor if he's up there?
I got to tell you, I was in Trump Tower a couple weeks ago, and the Secret Service is all over the place in there.
Gee.
So it's like a...
This could be a federal crime.
I don't think it is, because it's not, he's just a candidate. It's not, as a property, it's not a federally protected property. But they are there, so they'll be watching him.
We'll have to track and see what happens there.
Trump is calling Bratton, right? Is Bratton still there, or did he leave already? He announced his retirement, then he's there for another week?
Yeah, I thought he had a little bit, a month to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going, "All right, shoot him. Why haven't you splattered that guy yet? Drop him. Take the shot."
Wasn't he the broken windows guy? They've already broken a couple windows in the Trump Tower, trying to coax this guy down. But he seems absolutely determined. I mean, he went right around those police officers who broke the window and tried
to... I say just let him go. I think if everybody just went home and the guy just climbed up the side of the building and nobody cared, I think, now what? It would be very anticlimactic for him.
Probably. I think with Facebook Live. I mean, I think he's going to get the attention anyway.
All right, this one's going. See, now we brought it to you first, and everybody is now, all the networks are going to it now. They've stopped talking about Trump trying to kill somebody, and now there's a guy that Trump actually wants to kill climbing up the side of his building in New York City. Oh, my gosh. What this? Just when you thought this thing couldn't get wackier. You'll tell your kids and grandkids about this, people.
Seriously.
I remember back in '16, there was a crazy guy running for president. All right. Who became president. And that's why we live in this underground bunker.
Well, we'll track what happens there for sure. I know Kim will as well.
Yeah, stay on it. We're on it. We have a guy. We're going to talk to the guy that was a Secret Service agent for the Clintons who's written a book. He doesn't like them.
Absolutely doesn't. No.
Yeah. So
scathing.
We will. We'll talk to him as well here as we're watching this guy, this goof, climb up the side of the Trump Tower, wearing cargo shorts, which is to Violetta's horror. This guy's crime is that he's wearing cargo shorts.
Should be several citations when he's eventually arrested.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Oh, right here in the Chicago
area.
509. Richard Roper's just stepped into the studio with us for poops and giggles, as we like to say.
I used some of those red Solo cups to climb 4 feet into the studio here.
Did it relieve any muscle tension?
And, Steve Cochran used a fire hose to spray me off the side of the Tribune Tower, but I'm back in.
Now, we do have a guy climbing up the side of the Trump Tower. We're going to get to the top five here, but it's going to be a little bit of a we may have to spread over a little bit of time here because we are watching this. It does look like the guy who's climbing up the side of the Trump Tower in New York City is about to be met with an ignominious fate because let me see if I can describe this. It's a tier of Trump Tower, and there's a 90-degree angle here of windows. So he's going up one face, and then to his immediate right is a face facing him, so 90 degrees, like a corner of a building.
Right.
But an interior corner, not exterior. And so as he's climbing up, directly above him, one floor above him, they have taken out this major window that he would not really be able to get past the police without getting grabbed by them. They will be able to physically touch him and grab him.
So it's like, what, two floors above him right now? That huge pane window has been taken out by the authorities, and they will be meeting him very soon, unless he can pivot in some way and go off to that 90-degree angle.
Can we go back to the angles? Is that acute or obtuse?
These would be, 90 degrees, neither.
Oh, yeah, but you just proved that you can be acute and a little bit obtuse. But you know what I'm telling you here.
Apparently, NBC News is reporting that a man resembling the climber posted a video to YouTube saying that he was climbing the tower for a private audience with Donald Trump. And he encouraged people to vote for the presidential candidate and said the message was important enough for him to risk his life.
Can we make this number one in the top five at five? Can we make it number five in the top five at five?
Could be the Secretary of the Interior by the time he's done with this.
You never know. He could get a big cabinet posting. Yeah. This could be huge.
Wait, this guy, this nut is for me, then I'm for him. He's a good guy.
He climbs only the best towers. You know that. Only the best buildings. Is this going to be like that old Batman series where someone's going to open the window? And it's gonna, you know?
Right, exactly. Hey, Burgess Meredith. Hey. Trump said, it was always like Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah. Looking, hey, cat. Oh, boy, blunder. Oh, now they're okay. Yeah. Anna, we just answered the question.
What happened?
They are now removing the other window on the right angle side.
Boy, wouldn't it be something if you were in room 3703? Room service. Listen, we're going to have to take out the window, but we've got some strawberries and champagne for you for your troubles.
Sure. Yeah.
They're covering literally now that all the angles.
Yeah.
I would think, isn't there like a small little runway in between those, though? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, but there's not enough room there, I don't think, where they would, they'd still be able to reach. He's, he's like in the little crevice there.
An officer on each side could potentially reach him and get their hands on him at that point.
And New York police have mountain gear. They're wearing mountain. It's like the Iger sanction. These guys are about to go.
That one guy in the office that all the softball playing guys make fun of. Oh, climber boy. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, get your gear. You
know? It's a 58-story building, but he's like, what, like 18 or something, 19, somewhere around there.
Yeah, if you picture it like an L-shaped Lego building, there's not enough room in the crook of the L for him to get past them unless he started to go down again. And then they could just
break two more holes. He's going down. Do you see it?
It looks like he might be trying to go down.
Oh, because he'll be able to get away from him on the street. That's a good idea.
They gotta get, is anybody here good at Frogger? Anybody good at Frogger? Because they got to figure it out. They got to anticipate it. If they knock out the right four windows, he's done, right?
But
like what's that sound the Pac-Man makes when you're dead? You know, like, you know, that's what'll happen then. You got to get two above him and two below him. If you knock out two windows below him at a certain angle and two above him, he would then have nowhere to climb.
I guess you're
Unless
right.
Unless he started
then he's
going
trapped.
Sideways.
But he might go sideways.
But that, that I don't think he can
do
that.
Certainly now, he's certainly not going into the trap.
I don't think he did not foresee this.
He's moving. This is like when you trap a bug. This is like, and then they go, oh, I'm going to go this way. Oh, wait, no, I got you. Oh, no, I got you. No.
I hope he's okay. This is a crazy stunt. My gosh.
Well, hold on. Here, you know what? I'm going to make the top five at five work for this story. Watch this. Hold on.
It's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
And right now, 19th caller, 312-981-7200. Risking out for a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. How about that? Pretty good.
Great prize.
And this is how up-to-date. By the way, if you want to watch this, WGNradio.com, we've got the live video up. This is, what's happening here is, well, weird. There's a guy climbing the side of Trump Tower, and he himself makes...
Number five.
Why, that was... It's an update top five. Up-to-date top five.
Here is a YouTube video this guy posted yesterday... explaining what he's doing right now, climbing the side of Trump Tower in New York City.
Hello, Mr. Trump. Do excuse my manner of appearance. I just don't know how many people will watch this, and I'd rather not be recognizable. I am an independent researcher seeking a private audience with you to discuss an important matter. I guarantee that it is in your interest to honor this request. Believe me, if my purpose was not significant, I would not risk my life pursuing it. The reason I climbed your tower was to get your attention. If I had sought this via conventional means, I would be much less likely to have success because you are a busy man with many responsibilities. I'll get my contact information to your campaign so that if you are interested, you can respond. As for anyone else who's watching, please help make this video go viral so that it gets to Mr. Trump. And be sure to get out and vote for Mr. Trump in the 2016 election.
Oh, I like this guy. Now I like
creepy guy
the new character
guy.
For Roe immediately.
And he looks,
the Trump Tower twit guy.
In the video, he's got a hoodie on, a black hoodie, and he's facing to the side with his hair kind of covering his face like a vampire movie.
Also, Mr. Bond, understand I am serious about blowing up the world. Is he petting like a furry white cat on his lap as he gives this speech?
He's just standing there looking
freaky. He's a lost kid.
Very
what
creepy.
He is.
I like how he just, he'll get Trump his contact information. He doesn't want to give it to him, publicly.
I'm sure a lot of his information will be looked into pretty soon here. My God.
I just want to say that I had this idea originally, and I got to say I'm a little disappointed that... But this guy got to it first. I also would like a private audience with Donald Trump because I have an issue of national security you should be aware of concerning an upcoming alien invasion.
Creepy guy might try to do a copycat crime.
I want to see a DNA test with the two of you. That's what I want to see. I believe 22 years ago, creepy guy could have been in New York. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's all fun and games to you, Richard Rupper.
My son. That's my son. My boy.
Well, If it is that guy, that's pretty deeply disturbing.
Wow. Now there's a police officer's like in a little hatch like the firemen use, right?
They're doing some damage to the Trump Tower. They already knocked out the window.
Construction.
Yeah, to Melania's bathroom.
No, can you imagine? Donald, what is happening here?
Why did they take window out of bathroom? They take solid gold window out of bathroom.
Oh, no.
He's still going, though, isn't
he?
Yeah,
he's
going,
moving,
now,
he's going sideways.
He's going sideways. He wants to go around the side of the building.
He does not know yet is that there are two police officers outside the windows lurking around the corner in like a window washer bin type of a device.
Right.
Right below him.
Oh, they got him.
He doesn't see him there. Yeah, he does not realize
true.
That.
They have the window. Yeah.
See?
The window washer set up. Oh, my gosh.
He's going to make the turn.
I mean, this is the thing, man. These officers are risking their lives at this point. This is crazy.
Well, yeah. I think they've set the trap now. This looks like it's fairly, like, he can't go up because of those window panes that have been removed. And if he goes sideways, they can move that
that's what he's trying to do
window washer
now.
Device up and down and pretty much grab him.
He's trying to go to his left.
It's funny because the cops look like a combination of mountain and bike cops.
Yeah.
Right?
They got the helmets on.
They got the helmets on. They got the shorts on. They got the, like they're gonna come down. They got shorts with long socks.
Yeah. Now what is the
it's a great look?
What is the address here about guys?
It's 57th and 5th
okay.
in New York City.
So there's a lot of those fitness centers around there. Can't they just get those wall climbing places?
Equinox,
like, get everybody out there, right. like the wall climbing version of conceal and carry. Everybody there. They could have like 100 people just climb up below him, and then he'd really have nowhere to go. An army of civilians.
I just don't know how many lives you want to put in danger for this guy.
All of them.
Sort of like, come on.
All of the wall climbing people.
Oh, my God. This is fascinating, though, because he does not realize it. As he's moving laterally to his left, and he's coming up to a corner of the building. Now, that would be another 90-degree angle, Violetta. That would be another one.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're at 120?
No.
60?
No.
There she
80,
is. She's acute obtuse right there.
She is. She is actually all of that. So now what they're doing is as he's moving, this is going to get very weird because there is going to be some sort of a physical moment here where they try to take him into custody.
Yeah. But this also really ups the stakes for the next Celebrity Apprentice in terms of stunts that they do to try to get the Donald's attention. You know, they're always trying to do stuff like the fanciest lemonade stand. Can you imagine like next time, you know, Keisha Knight Pullman's trying to impress Donald? He shows this video.
He can't like this. It's the dismantling of his window panes. And
that's my building. Oh, how much? You know how much that's going to cost me?
Wow.
This campaign's costing me so much money. I didn't need this. He said that again. He says that at every campaign stop. I didn't need this. I could be really enjoying myself.
I know. That's
having
why
sex
I'm
with models.
Oh, gosh.
Now I have to be faithful to my wife, at least until I get to the Oval Office.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Okay.
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 You got to think the authorities are in such a rough position here because, you know, you want to get this guy off. But they can't. I mean, how far do you go to do it? Put your own guys at risk? What kind of force do you use in a situation like this? Or do you just let him climb to the top?
All right. We'll continue with the top 5-5 as we watch this. We'll keep you up to date. He's moving. This is all moving very slowly.
So slowly.
He's moving to the left. He's going to the corner, and then he's going to find out that the cops are waiting for him on the corner.
I know.
We can see it. He can't see it. We can see it. He can't see it.
Hope he's not listening to us.
I know. That's what I was just thinking.
Shh, don't say it so loud.
He's live streaming us right now.
No. Yeah, he could be That's doing true. That on
he
his phone.
He could have the WGN
radio
app.
Oh, no.
I really like it.
Well, if he's not, he's not exactly creepy guy.
I really like this. The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis on
There's
WGN.
Now a statement from the Trump Organization.
Oh, thank God.
Pro or negative?
Well, it says, this man performed a ridiculous and dangerous stunt. There's damage to the building. He caused the unnecessary deployment of New York's finest to protect his safety and the safety of everyone in the building. He's caused the shutdown of traffic on Fifth Avenue. I'm 100% certain the NYPD had better things to do. If Mr. Trump were here, he'd be thanking law enforcement for the job they're doing. Michael Cohen, EVP of the Trump Organization.
Michael Cohen, that's the guy that's always on CNN defending him or Fox.
What he meant to say was, that's what he starts everything with. Oh, here's what he meant to say.
So it's like, well, that actually meant this.
Yeah. Yeah. The dishonest media.
No.
Well, that's good. So they're anti-crazy climber man. All right. Just so you know, they're very clear on that.
He is 100% sure they had something better to do. I don't know. This is a pretty good thing to do.
Isn't that kind of a Trumpian thing to say? I'm definitely sure they had better things to do.
Yeah, we don't know that for sure. We don't know that for sure.
It's It's way more fun than telling like the stinky Elmo guy to move it along, right? Trying to get $10 for pictures from people. They might not have had better things to do, actually.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second here. Let's check in at
number four.
Rudy Giuliani defended Donald Trump. Did you see this morning?
I did.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh.
Talk about a guy who has to really try hard sometimes to justify comments. Mm.
Trump put his surrogates in the worst possible situation yesterday because he was just being cute, right? And now they all have to come out and act like it's real serious.
What he said is that they should vote against her. He never used any.
He was talking about after the election.
He was talking about the election in general. He wasn't talking just about after the election. You know how speeches go. He was talking about how they have the power to keep her out of office. That's what he was talking about.
That's what they're going with.
See, I mean, after this is all said and done, he's going to want, they're all going to want to take Trump out and hit him. They're going to do that thing that they did to Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket, where they're going to hold him down to his bunk and they're going to hit him with soap and a towel.
You wonder what was said to Trump that today he had such that somber tone during that news conference. He wasn't his normal Trumpian self today. He was much more calm.
Maybe he knew about this.
Maybe he knew this plot was in order.
Because he's like Edward Norton in Fight Club. He keeps punching himself in the face.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, here's Mark Giuliani.
Doesn't Donald Trump have to get more careful with his words if you were going to get that message out?
No, you have to stop misinterpreting. Uh-huh. And you have to stop putting words in his mouth that he didn't say, didn't mean. I drove from that venue to the plane, got on the plane. I was with him all throughout. He had no idea that anybody would interpret his words that way. That is not the way he meant it. It was a big surprise. My first reaction when I heard the call was, oh, this will go away in a minute. I mean, it's such a stupid thing to suggest that he would say something like that. And it was so obvious to all of us what he meant.
No, it wasn't. It was obvious to everybody, including one of his own supporters, who was like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Did he just say that?
He reacted pretty strongly.
Oh, come on. Rudy, be honest. Yeah. All they had to do was just be honest. This is the problem. If the Trump campaign were just once said, you know what, it was a misspeak, I was too vague about it, I should have been more specific, I wasn't talking about an active assassination, I was talking about, although I probably wouldn't even say it was assassination, I wasn't talking about any violence, I was talking about the power of the people who support the Second Amendment, that's all I was talking about.
Well, he did say that, except the I'm sorry part. He did say we were talking about the political power
right,
of this.
But he should have said, I'm sorry that I should have been more specific. Mm-hmm. Instead it was, no, everybody understands that. No, yeah. Nobody understands that. The Second Amendment people are like, oh, whoa, oh, yeah. Whoa. But they all have to rally because he's their guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Climber guy is reaching the corner. So he's going to either look around and see the window washers.
Yeah, he saw the cops around the corner. He actually paused at one point, I kid you not, and took his leg out of the little harness to scratch an itch on his left calf. He had an itch. Had to take care of that. So
at one point, he took the hat out of his backpack, too.
Yeah.
He's pretty agile.
I think he's getting sweaty in that because he's wearing that harness that goes around your frontal region and your butt and all that.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Is he getting sweaty there?
It's a little
uncomfortable. Steamy in New York in August.
Yeah.
Are the cargo pants breezy?
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, he's wearing cargo pants, which really affects Violetta's judgment
Violetta
of him.
Violetta thinks they should have the police and the fashion police there to arrest him.
This guy's no longer a good catch.
They're in New York, you know?
Unless you're that airbag at the bottom of the Trump Tower. All right, stand by. Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. We'll bring you the end of this when it occurs.
And then there's this. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Richard Roper's in the studio with us. We're watching a guy climbing up the side of the Trump Tower and trying to get through the top 5 at 5. We've only made it up to number 3. We'll get to that after the news with Kim Gordon at the bottom of the hour here. But it does look like this is coming to a head in New York City as this man who apparently told us he was going to do this on YouTube yesterday. Now he's been scaling up the side of the Trump Tower. He's somewhere around 20 stories up on the 56th Street side, 56th and 5th Avenue in New York. Very, very busy.
Very busy. Best property in the world, by
beautiful,
the way.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful building.
There's an H. Stern jewelry store right around the corner.
Of course there is.
Not Howard. It's H. Stern.
and then he's coming up the side of the building. Now, the police have knocked out a window that is almost even with him, and they're offering him a rope with a carabiner on it. Not quite sure what he's doing.
Doesn't seem to be taking it wanting to.
I don't know if they're like securing him to this or they're trying to. We played a YouTube video from this guy a few minutes ago. He does sound like a crackpot.
Right. He says he wanted to meet with Trump and you need to take my meeting. Please disseminate this, you know, this video so that to make sure that Trump will see it. It's it sounded fairly disturbing the way he was talking. It looks like they're trying to. They've got those little climber rungs or those to attach
carabiners.
Oh, they're what they're called? Yeah. To attach to him when he gets past them. And I don't know how he's going to evade the police at this turn here.
To just ahead of him. Uh-oh. Here is his.
I just want to tell
here's
you
his
that.
Inspiration.
I also, this is my nephew. And I just want to say that we talked about this. It's a very, very good idea because we're going to have that meeting together with Donald Trump to talk about this very important issue that he's going to need to know about. That is currently occurring in outer space on its way here.
Alien stuff.
No.
I can't tell you, Anna DeVlantis.
Super secret, okay.
Because it's a super secret and if it got out, it would be very, very bad. It's like what Donald Trump said earlier today. He doesn't want to tell us about Blue Cross Blue Shield because if it got out, it would be very, very bad.
Wow.
All right. I guess we're better off not knowing.
Yeah, we're better off not knowing. all right, well, we're watching this. It's coming to a head right now. I fear kind of getting too far away from this at the moment because the cop's going to reach out and touch him.
Sure.
And I don't know if he's handing himself over to them right now. Just stick with me here for a moment. One of the things he's been using is he uses these suction cups and he affixes them to the window and then he's got what appears to be a rope. He just knocked the carabiner away from the police. Oh, in Chicago, that guy's going to take a beating there for that. Yeah, that's not good.
He's got two cops peering over who are, one of them is within inches of him, could reach out and touch him.
I think what he's doing now, he's standing on a very, very narrow ledge because the other thing is this guy's got to be absolutely exhausted. Just from, this type of climb. So it looks like he's actually in a resting, he's standing. He's not using the cups right now to keep him suspended. And now he is inching toward the police officers who are just above him, one window above him.
It's difficult to tell. It looks like he's going up now. He just put his suction cup up toward the police officers.
If he goes up, then he can't go past them. If he's going to try to squiggle past them,
without
it's not
them
work.
Latching onto any of his ropes.
Well, the cop was trying to sneak around him while he was looking away and put the carabiner on his pants, which is exactly the kind of thing you would do. I got you by your pants. I got your nose.
Now you've got the white shirt supervising right there. I've got five or six police officers in clear view right next to this climber on the Trump Tower in Manhattan.
And they're actually holding each other from going over the cop.
Do they really have his nose? No, seriously, did they take his nose? Because that's what the aliens are going to do, too. They're going to take his nose. They took Michael Jackson's nose. But when they take his nose, oh, God.
Thanks, creepy guy.
This is my nephew.
Oh,
great perspective.
All right, now, what is interesting here is that they've grabbed him now. Now they're grabbing him, and he's not... the cops say, all right, come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Imagine what they're saying.
And he's.
This has got to be getting old for them. They've got traffic at a standstill down below in busy Manhattan in the middle of rush hour, right?
Yeah. And this guy's got his hand. He's got his handcuffed. The police officer is handcuffed.
He's fighting him every step of the way.
But he is
they got him.
All right, they're pulling
he's
on
in.
Him.
He's in.
Oh, that looks like that hurts.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
Ouch.
Oh, they're pulling him back. Uh-oh. They got him backwards. They've got him back over the window, and he's now reversed out. This is something that I saw some girl from the Chinese gymnastics team do.
And he's out of view of the camera, so you can only imagine
climber man.
Yeah. They do have him, and they have him. They have secured at least part of his wiring, and his feet are touching his head right now, but the wrong way.
He's in a pretzel.
that's what's happening. It's not like he's got his head down by the front of his feet. His head are by the back of his feet right now.
That's not even a yoga pose. That's just really uncomfortable.
No, this guy's not. This guy's this is not good. He's bent in. They've bent him in half.
And now they're undoing they had him attached to one of his suction cups, and they're trying to undo that.
And then if you see the police officers in the window washing scaffolding, they're just going back up.
Yeah,
so they're done.
Oh, yeah, we're done. I got overtime.
Yeah, they're on the way back.
You know, beneath the streets of Manhattan, people are already walking along already. All right, let's keep going.
Done.
Let's get a drink.
Yeah, we got them.
Yeah, they're filing out. You're right. Look at the picture view. They're like, all right, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Let's move along. The guy is bent in half the wrong way. It's like a wishbone. They took him and they pulled him in by his head, and then then he was facing against the window essentially, and then they pulled his legs out under, going the other way.
I can only imagine the interrogation.
Ow, that hurts. All right.
So it's come to a conclusion.
Yes.
The climber on the Trump Tower in Manhattan, they have him. Police have him.
Yes, they have him. I don't know if he's safe, though, but they have him.
We'll have to see and learn more about who he is. Of course, we'll track that.
They seem to be enjoying what they're doing. The cops in the window, they seem to be enjoying their conquest here. Because they pulled the guy, and they pulled him in. I mean, cops, they don't hesitate. They pulled him in, and they just, they're laughing. Oh, they're having a good time now.
The cops are, yeah. Very, yes.
How about that, buddy? Let's get our picture taken. Who's got? Hey, where's your iPhone?
They're looking down as if the guy must still be on the ground.
Oh, they're discussing in front of him. Should we send him back down the same way he came up? What do you say, Rudy?
If I were them, I would be doing
thinking
that.
About it, and probably going through that backpack very quickly to make sure there's nothing in there. And they found a bunch of Archie comic books in there. So
great job by the New York Police Department, right there.
Absolutely.
Although Trump will complain about the damage they did. You know, they break all those windows like he goes after the fire marshals.
You scratch my window. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you're going to see this video of him getting pulled in all night long.
Oh. Yeah.
And this is just going to show you that you don't ever want to do this.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, kind of important.